Acts chapter 8, after the stoning of Stephen. We read about that last time. Now, Saul was in complete agreement with his killing. And on that day, a great persecution broke out against the congregation in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. And Saul began ravaging the congregation, going into every house and dragging away both men and women, and handing them over for imprisonment. It would be a bad time, bad experience to go through, but I don't think I'm exaggerating to where if the glory of God was as full on us and would stay on us that we could bear it with joy. If I could keep feeling what I feel now, I could let him drag me to jail. Because that jail wouldn't have a thing to do with me. Paul said, if he wrote Hebrews, which he might have, that he commended those saints for partaking joyfully in the spoiling of your goods. That would mean came and took what they had, took them away from what they had. Now, the possessions of a righteous man are precious, according to Solomon. You value and you take care of what God gave you. But the glory of God can do you so much that you can endure a cross if you have to. God's grace will be sufficient for whatever you have to go through in this life. So Saul was ravaging them, taking them off into prison. Nevertheless, those who were scattered went about spreading the word of the gospel. Philip went down to a city of Samaria and began preaching the Messiah to them. Philip was an apostle. I don't know why he didn't stay in Jerusalem, but he went down there. And the people with one accord began to pay attention to the things spoken by Philip when they heard them and saw the miracles that he was working. For many were possessed with unclean spirits, which came out, crying with a loud voice. And many who were paralyzed and crippled were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Now a certain man named Simon used to practice sorcery in the city, and he had the people of Samaria spellbound, making himself out to be someone great, to whom they gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." They had regard for him because for a long time he had amazed them with supernatural acts. But when they believed Philip, as he preached about the good things of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, men as well as women began to be baptized. Now that's with water baptism, it's John's baptism. No other gospel existed. This is what had to happen to you in order for you to be saved in the end. You had to go through this, water baptism, in Jesus' name. Even Simon, that sorcerer, was in touch with demons, believed. And after he was baptized, he clung to Philip, amazed as he beheld the miracles and signs taking place. Now, I do not know what the difference between miracles and signs are. And there's another phrase the Bible often uses. I think Jesus even said it, or John in Revelation, miracles and signs and wonders. What's the difference? I don't know. There's just a lot of miraculous things happening for different purposes. Verse 14, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit,